Now we go to the open line, 1300 01 1170, and I'm pleased to say we have tracked down the co-founder of the newsletter, which is the Shittest Towns in Australia, the great Jeff Rissole. G'day, Jeff.
G'day, how's it going?
Mate, you've kept us busy today, Jeff. I tell you what, your article around the Port Pirie being given top honour by the Shittest Towns of Australia Facebook page, the mayor's not happy with you. Have you had any dialogue directly with the mayor yet?
Yeah, a few bits and pieces. I think Leon's having a bit of a Barry Crocker, if I'm honest.
Leon Stevens, the mayor, Fletch.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, I'm just listening to your voice. So you're a Kiwi. How did you get involved in the Shittest Towns in Australia? Have you done in New Zealand and it's just branched over the Dutch?
Yeah. We started off in New Zealand, and then me and my co-writer both spent a lot of time in Aussie, so we thought, hey, why not bring it across the ditch?
So have you been to Port Pirie, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. All our articles are thoroughly fact-checked and rigorously researched. We do a fair bit of driving around to get all the details we need for our reviews.
So my understanding, Jeff, all you're doing, you're the conduit to the Facebook page. So all you're doing is collating the votes, are you? Or is it solely up to you and your co-founder?
No, it's definitely very democratic. I think they topped the poll for South Australia on 38% over Whyalla. So, it's definitely the people that are voting for Port Pirie. It's not us.
There are tourism pamphlets, Jeff. If you were doing the anti-tourism pamphlet for Port Pirie, how would that read?
Oh, that's a good one. They've got a lot of lead poisoning over there, which is not great. Somewhere you want to stop and have a bit of a tourism visit. apparently, there's so much lead in the water there. Dolphins have got dyslexia.
Wow. What's a dyslexic dolphin do? How do you know they've got...
Not a lot, mate. Not a lot.
No, but how do you know they've got dyslexia?
Oh, they haven't got their HSCs to fail them all.
Gotcha. Right. Okay. I knew
now,
that was
Jeff,
smart.
How did you respond when he said he was very, very unhappy? He was off the bit in many ways. The Port Pirie Mayor, Leon Stevens, he says it's probably about as impressive as a name called Jeff Rissole. How did you take to that?
I took that to heart. You know, there's a long line of Rissoles dating right back, and I was a bit offensive to come after the family name like that.
That was a bit ordinary. What's the top 10, just off the top of your head, please, Jeff? Because we've got Port Pirie, obviously, top of the list. Can you give us some other towns?
Oh, some of the ones that are popular. Logan always rates right up there. Kalgoorlie is pretty popular. Cessnock, that goes all right.
Cessnock. Oh, yeah.
Yes. I've been to the Cessnock Hospital. Wow. That's a tremendous venue. What else have you got?
There's some really good ones. WA and Queensland probably have quite a few. Basically all of the Northern Territory, that gets a bit of a hiding. Orange pops up quite often.
Orange? I thought that'd be...
Orange is a beautiful place. I'm going to push back on that one. Orange, we were there only last week. Beautiful place, Orange. You need to scrub that one out, Jeff.
Okay, I'll take that on board.
How's the Dolphins? What else do you do, Jeff? Like, is this your main breadwinner? Just doing this, taking...
When I was an Aussie, I did a bit of scaffolding, hung around the Centrelink a bit. Now I'm back in the homeland, just trying to get these visa issues sorted so I can head back over.
What, you're telling me a Kiwi and scaffolding? Wow, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, not very good at it, to be honest, but you know.
Well, so what about when Mr. Leon Stevens, he basically said he'd like, next time you're there, to basically show you around the beauties of Port Pirie. Are you likely to take that up?
Oh, I'm happy to take him up on it. I think it'll be a pretty quick tour, but, you know, hey, if we're around the joint, we'll take him up on it for sure.
Right, okay. And your partner is, or your co-founder is Rick Furphy, is that correct?
That's correct.
So yes, that's the one. Furphy and Rissole, I think. I can see where this is going.
Yes. Yes.
What about, have you had any death threats or anything?
Yeah, actually, to be honest with you, Australia's taken it way better than New Zealand. New Zealand got pretty filthy. That was part of the reason we packed up. There's a mayor over here that reckoned we should be shot and was telling us that there's a gang, one of the gangs has got a price out on our head and all sorts of things like that. So,
what was the town?
Potaruru in the Waikato. Yeah. She mostly got shitty because we said that they had a giant Poe statue, and she was like, there is no giant Poe statue in our town.
A giant what, sorry? Poe?
A giant Poe.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Well, Jeff, mate, you've upset many people in Port Perry, and that's just the way of the world, I suppose. That's what you're doing.
Well,
and
you'd hope they'd see the joke in it, but, you know, people these days don't seem to have much of a sense of humour.
Have you shifted the dial on the property prices? Have you noticed a big plummet since you published your report?
Oh, I don't know if we've got that sort of level of power. Like, I mean, if they were a bit enterprising, you have a look at our page. There's loads of people that actually want to go there now and check it out because of the joke.
Yeah.
So they could, you know, work it on a bit and turn it into a bit of a tourism campaign.
Hey, the wrist dog, what about when you come over to Australia? Where do you base yourself when you come over to, say, New South Wales? Where do you like to hang out?
Yeah, whatever cousin's got an empty couch, really. That seems to be the go.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good on your wrist, man.
Righto, mate. We appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks for your time, legend.
No worries. Thanks for having us on.